you know, he was just trying to, you know, control things, you know, on the side. He was just, you know, trying to make sure everything was going the right way. You know, it's getting a little emotional, you know, earlier. And, you know, he was just trying to, you know, control things.
Have you seen the video of it? Are you surprised how much play that's getting nationally even?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, you can make stories, you know, especially here. You know, I've noticed since I've been here that a lot of stuff gets made into big stories. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, with something that's unfortunate, you know, but we've talked, you know, we've talked a few times since then, and, you know, everything's fine. You know, like I said, we were just, you know, out there in Foxborough, it's pretty loud, and we couldn't hear each other, so, you know, we were just trying to speak up.
Was that as fired up as you'd seen him since you've been here?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you think the fact that Andy doesn't get loud that often makes it drive the point home more when he does than if it's something that gets him that loud?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, definitely, you know, it causes a reaction, you know, through the whole team. You know, everybody, you know, trying to feed off of his emotion, you know, and I think, heck, you know, I think the team had really started playing a lot better, you know, after that point, too. And, you know, that's something that, you know, heck, we just need to play like that, you know, all the time. You know, everybody needs to carry emotion like that, you know, throughout the year.
What did you think about it the next day, when you woke up the next day and reflected on it? What did your feelings, anything on it change?
I was like, oh. I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, yeah, this, you know, the second it, I came downstairs and, you know, so my family was watching a game from the night before, so the channel was still on ESPN, I believe, and yeah, it was, I was like, oh, no, it's like, here we go.
A lot of the response to it is because there was give and take and not just give. In your situation, are you the kind of guy who wants to maintain that dialogue, or do you just, where's the protocol to take it there?
Nah, it is not protocol. You know, I'm usually a pretty easygoing person. You know, I don't get, in game day though, you know, or at certain times, you know, I can get a little emotional, you know, and it's, you know, I was just in a, you know, a lot of emotions going at the time, you know, in game time and stuff, you know, and just, you know, kind of didn't grab control of them as well as I should have.
Why were your emotions going as high as they were, given it was a second preseason game, and so I guess that's why maybe some people were caught off guard?
I just, you know, felt like we could have been playing a lot better. You know, felt like this something, you know, this, felt like this, that was a big game for us, you know, being that, you know, this next preseason game is going to be a little odd because, you know, we play Cleveland first game, so, you know, it's going to probably be a little different. So, you know, I just felt like that was a game that we really needed to try to, you know, take advantage of and tune up. So, you know, I was approaching it, you know, kind of like a real game.
Are you comfortable with the effort that your teammates are giving? Are you comfortable with what the coaches are telling you? I mean, all those kind of things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the effort and, you know, all the coaching, this stuff is fine. You know, just, shoot, you know, winning's not easy. It's a fine line between winning, you know, and just being close in this league, you know. And you know, I don't want to get off to the start like we did last year, you know, and put ourselves in any type of hole. You know, I want to make sure going into the season this year, you know, that we're clicking and we get a good start.
Cole, a lot of guys wear it as kind of a merit badge, and when they're challenged, they step up and challenge back. But you also seem to be expressing a little bit of remorse for how it's handled. Why?
Because it, you know, in the end, it turns out to be a distraction. You know, you can, you know, and a lot of people would be like, you know, yeah, you know, don't need it, but, you know, in the end, it doesn't prove anything. It turns out to be, you know, something that, you know, now they're talking about on TV and, you know, a distraction towards the team, or, you know, more rumors about, you know, what is or isn't going on here. So, you know, that's why it is, because that's not, you know, that's not what you strive to do, or, you know, that's not what you want.
What was the whole thing about? Was it something specific, or was it?
Nah, I mean, you know, we leave that between us. Kind of, you got to leave you guys thinking about something. I can't give you all the answers.
The reason that there's a lot of discussion about it, too, is because the TV cameras caught it. How often does that go on a typical game day, or was that rare?
That's a lot of it. It goes on, you know. But a lot of time, the stuff that goes on is usually between you know, the players and their position coaches. Yeah, but it's a whole lot of emotion through the games. You know, I show a lot of emotion in game days. You know, I've been, talked to in the past about, you know, trying to, you know, calm down and not expend too much unnecessary energy, you know, whether it be at the refs or, you know, at things on the sideline, stuff like that. So, you know, it goes on a lot. Yeah, he's come over. You know, he'll always come down. You know, he'll come over to the defense. You know, always, you know, trying to get us motivated, fired up. You know, come on, Big D. You know, let's go. You know, so he comes out there.
So you're saying like it's not that big a deal when like Washburn does it because he probably does it all the time, right?
Yeah, I think Wash is probably. Yeah, if Wash is talking to somebody, you know, I don't even think it would be a story at all.
But do you draw back then? Is this the first time you've drawn back at a head coach?
No comment.
Colin, you guys looked like you had some pretty good practices in the week leading up. You probably thought New England was playing their starters. When it was not that case, do you feel like there was a little bit of a letdown or just guys naturally were not as geared up to go against second stringers?
I mean, it was a little disappointing, you know, because, going into there, you know, you got a chance to, you know, have a great test against Tom Brady, you know, a heck of an offense, you know, team that just came from the Super Bowl. And, you know, we wanted to go out there and really, you know, see what we got, you know, like, yeah, let's go. You know? And then when we find out, you know, like right at the end, too, that they weren't going, you know, it's like, you know, but, you know, you got to still suit it up. You got to say, you know, well, we still need to get our end done, our work done, mm-hmm. and go. So, you know, regardless of that, you still got to get fired up and you still got to play just like it was once.